Well, road workers in high-vis vests have been out in full force this winter as teams scramble to clear up slips, flooding and fallen trees. Waka Kotahi says we're seeing higher numbers of intense rainfall events with catastrophic effects on our roads. And as Lauren Crimp reports, councils are struggling to keep up with the clean-up.
When it rains, it pours, and it leaves Aotearoa's roads in a state of disrepair. Councils picking up the tab for road repairs are feeling the pinch, especially those in small communities with few ratepayers. West Coast Civil Defence Group Controller, Te Aroha Cook, says events like this aren't budgeted for.
Basically, it will try and be recuperated in future years from rates or trying to get subsidies or grants from government to offset those costs. It's not a great bank account sitting there to respond to these events for any council in New Zealand.
Waka Kotahi says it has recorded 7 events between 2018 and 2021 classed as significant, meaning they cost between $15 and $50 million to repair. That's compared with just 2 significant events in the 4 years prior. South Wairarapa District Council's Partnerships and Operations Manager, Stephen Corbett, says with the impacts of COVID thrown into the mix, it feels like a perfect storm.
We've had global supply chains disrupted, which has increased costs for us. We've had labour shortages. At times, you know, over half of the teams, both our teams and the contractors' teams, off work.
Stephen Corbett says fewer staff and more emergency works means routine maintenance falls by the wayside too, leaving the state of our roads in a constant downward spiral.
Any further rain just immediately floods and is very destructive. That's caused slips, fallen trees, the complete destruction of several sections of rural roads on our network.
In Gisborne, the council has put a $26 million funding application into Waka Kotahi. Council Community Lifelines Director, David Wilson, says most of that is for damage caused by heavy rain in March, when a state of emergency was declared in Tairawhiti. But they're also still patching things up from storms as far back as 2018.
There's some big damage that keeps happening to our network. Not all in the same places. The resilient fixes are holding. But just given the size of our network and the size of the weather events that we're having, we're still getting hammered. And for us as a community, as you said, low ratepayers base and then a low affordability for our ratepayer base as well compounds in some really hard decisions having to be made about how we prioritise the funding that we get.
David Wilson says Gisborne District Council is talking with Waka Kotahi about building more resilient networks, which could mean ditching endless patch-ups in favour of more drastic changes.
So are those roads in the right places? Do we need to look at different options? Do we need to look at, do we continue to maintain some roads? Do we work with forestry for them to become internal roads? All of those options need to be taken into consideration because it's not going to be tenable into the future, particularly if these events happen more and more.
Waka Kotahi says it is developing a climate change adaptation plan, outlining what the agency will do to prepare for and respond to the effects of climate change on New Zealand's land transport system. The plan is due to be released by the end of this year.